Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bernie Hungling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hungling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Goslin steals third. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Badgerow moves to third. Pete Appleton now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hungling. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Goldman applying the tag. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Stewart goes all the way around to score. Blue moves all the way to home. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Browns. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hungling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Hungling reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Browns. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Hungling moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hungling scores. Stewart scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 8-1, Browns. Belbin now pitching. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Badgero strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Badgero out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Belbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Goldman moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 9-1, Browns. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hungling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 10-1, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart scores. It's 11-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Goldman. Metzler scores. Goslin scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 13-1, Browns. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Badgero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kress trying to get to third. Seeds throws the ball into Montague, who tags Kress for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Browns. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Sprinz now catching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hungling hits a line drive into left field. Seeds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seeds. O'Rourke moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Hungling moves to second. It's 14-2, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hungling tags and moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-3, Browns. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sprins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sprins hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-3 in the game. Montague hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sprins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Hungling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hungling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hungling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goldman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Roxy Lawson. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goldman scores. It's 14-4, Browns. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-6, Browns. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hungling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.